Proverbs chapter 18. An unfriendly person pursues his own selfish desire and explodes against all common sense. A fool has no delight in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. When a wicked person comes, contempt comes too, and with shame comes disgrace. The words of the mouth are deep waters, but the fountain of wisdom is a rushing brook. It is not good to be partial to the wicked, or to deprive the righteous of justice. A fool's lips lead him into quarrels, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his own destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a gossip are as tasty morsels. They descend into the deepest parts. Whoever is slack in his work is kin to one who is a destroyer. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is their strong city, and they imagine it a high wall of security. A haughty heart precedes destruction, and humility comes before honor. Whoever gives an answer before listening, it is his folly and shame. The human spirit can sustain infirmity, but who can bear a broken spirit? The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Giving gifts opens doors, and gives access to the great. One who pleads his cause first seems just, but his neighbor comes and cross-examines him. Casting lots can end disputes, and decide between powerful opponents. A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and quarrels incarcerate like the bars of a castle. By the fruit of one's mouth, one's stomach is filled. With the harvest of his lips, he will be satisfied. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing, and obtains favor from the Lord. The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answer roughly. Some friends destroy each other, but a true friend sticks closer than a brother.